Then some goes on from chapter 2, name the preparation. As above, so below. Although much time had passed, that phrase lingered firmly in my mind. I was amazed by the flow of my thoughts and by ideas of a universe so vastly populated by stars and galaxies, and by the thought that it was all reflected within each of us. How was it possible that in such an immeasurable manifestation, again reflected within ourselves, we could be so different? Many questions and inquiries gathered, as well as desires to establish a dialogue with Sveinung once more. It was in the tranquility of a serene night, while I faced my new restlessness, that his mental waves addressed me. My dear brother, each of you is as similar to your surroundings universe as you are to your solar system, with its suns, sun and planets reflected in each one of your atoms. I can tell you from your memory register that you have heard how one drop of water contains, in essence, the entire ocean. Even though you are all the same in manifestation, you are different in expression, much like the different notes of a great universal symphony, of which, in essence, you are all a part of. Consider the following. Each conceived drop is expressed in a harmony of different notes consisting of the vibration of your inner being, of that your inner being emits. This unique vibration in such an infinite creation identifies you from the rest, from the moment in which you become an individual out of nature's fountain of divine manifestation. It is here that we find the grandeur of the work of the Father who, in his conception and love for life, manifested it in millions. Moreover, the harmony of each individual's particular vibration, composed in the movement of what exists, the most unique and grand composition in which none of you can be spared. For example, if any of you didn't exist, the symphony of creation would be like a mosaic without the fundamental rock, incomplete. Your vibration in superior planes is translated into a sound that can also form musical notes and become the letters that in unison form a cosmic name unique for each being in the entire universe. Although you were all conceived from the same Father and with similar capacities, you are as different in the way you think and in the way you act as the colors of your rainbow. In our world, as well as in all other evolved ones, such a vibration is identified from the moment of birth as a result of development of the clairvoyant senses possessed by all beings. Such an internal vibration identifies and rules the life of each person. Since the only system of control that we count on is that of your own vibration or cosmic name. Top page 16. Within the process of preparing you for an awakening of your inner reality and consequently with respect to the world that surrounds you, it is very important that you start identifying and consciously controlling the keys of your internal codes, so to speak. As a result, they will allow you to easily manage the great potential that is now dormant within you. Compare this to one of your vaults, your cosmic name being the combination that will allow access of its contents, and without it makes willful entry impossible. Moreover, it will give you the knowledge of your origin, your present reality, and more so of your future. As you know, someone who does not have a clear knowledge of his past cannot understand his present and consequently cannot foresee his future. You will realize that there is nothing hidden under the sun. Rather, all is expressed in the living manifestation of creation for everyone to see and use. While contemplating the supreme laws of evolution, each being that exists in your world, and more so in the universe, holds within himself a great potential for love, knowledge, and an infinite strength for realization that one can recognize through perseverant and conscious work on one's personal code. The cosmic name will be revealed to those who want to venture onward in their spiritual realization. At this point, I asked, can we in any way directly access the code of cosmic name? Then Zenon answered, meditate and concentrate on the following phrase, who am I? You will then realize that in creation nothing is hidden from you. There is nothing you will ask that will not be answered. As you know, your preparation is directed towards an awakening of the dormant potentials that will enable you to confront with strength and firmness all the critical changes that your world is being submitted to, and of all experiences one will soon allow us to physically share and communicate with you in one of our colonies. Thus, it is important not to neglect the entrusted undertaking that, when all takes place, you will realize how helpful they have been. What Zenon told me created a great expectation in me, since it was time that anything about a real physical contact had been mentioned. At this point I asked, can you tell me more about what the contact consists of and how this preparation is relevant? He then began to explain, the preparation itself is of priority when it comes to physical contact with us. You see, the vibration and energy field in which we live is different from yours. Therefore, we want you to raise the rate of vibration of your body in your works of concentration, meditation, and all others that complement this. Being that your bodies fluctuate in much denser levels of molecular movement, the intent is that you don't lose the awareness and memories of shared events, as in the case of many isolated contacts. The former comes about a natural process of unconscious self-defense generated by your mind, and generally ending in a curious amnesia of the time when the contact was shared. Hence, our magnetic field of action is much greater than yours, producing an imbalance within you. Here lies the need to prepare yourself, whereas a maximum assimilation of the experimental moments is required. Additionally, it is very important that you consider within your development various exercises of the physical nature as well as a vegetarian diet. This will allow your body to detoxify itself and also help you to consciously live another experience that will precede the contact. When he said this, the memories of the countless times we had physical sightings of ships in prearranged encounters flashed through my mind. Moreover, these images were immediately surpassed by the smiling image of Zenon, whose presence I was quickly getting used to. He reached me as he had before, through mental communication, with which little by little familiarized me with his appearance. Fairly humanoid, I would say. Having once again sensed my thoughts, he said, "This time it is not just a sighting. This experience has very special connotation. Here we shall try to give you a very important tool known as the cesium crystals. It's a type of catalyzer or an extra antenna. Furthermore, this tool is made up of two pyramids and many others in your world have been receiving them. The need for this tool derives from a problem which your world will soon be facing. The intense radiation of the ultraviolet rays will increasingly affect your lives. This fountain of energy known as Manasic Sun comes from the central sun of the galaxy, so to speak, and its light enters through your atmosphere at the beginning of each era, it means every 2,100 years, a time that your world has been reaching. Moreover, the cesium crystals are dematerialized and projected in a gaseous state from one of our ships onto the palm of both hands. When the time has arrived, you shall integrate them into your chest, where all of the terminals of your electro will all of the terminals of your electro where was I? Electronervous systems converge. These crystals shall serve as catalytic antennas and filters of cosmic radioactivity and protect the internal space where your subtle plates of work and development towards the light exists. That was end of chapter 2. And here